Okay, I have good news next.
Yeah.
We decided to do tabletop this upcoming Friday. I got a new character sheet, kind of like we did. My sister's kind
of. Oh, nice.
Let me have three of them. Fourth one said, you know what? I'm really not feeling
it. Yep.
And he's usually the quiet lagger that doesn't know what he wants to do anyway. So I'm not going to force you to play.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's enough trying to convince people in life to do things.
I was getting ready to turn him into a wandering merchant that sold cabbages or something.
There you go.
Just have him keep running into him.
Let's see. Last time Jack took a couple guys, a couple riders out with dynamite. Black jumped on the Audrey's wagon and Audrey stabs him. And then Black disappeared in a cloud of smoke. Audrey crashed the gold ore wagon, breaking its axle. Jack riding Chuckles charges towards Black, almost dodges between wagons, but him and Chuckles get knocked down. Jack rolls, comes up shooting, kills Black's horse, and then Black. When Jack dies, the necroed horses crash to the ground, and the few remaining guards surrender and are escorted away by Bubba and a couple others. Gold ore is moved to another wagon, and then Scalp and the party take it to the ferry they had stashed on the Yato River. Scalp offers them a ride to Phantom Bank, but they headed back to Bridge Landing, finish paying their debt to Neil. There he is, rode south, avoiding Bridge Landing and set up camp. Doc gets weird and consults with Zastak about the items they took from Black, the Royal Voice, and the Tinted Beauty. Quite nice night passed. Morning, you guys rode for the ranch and Arrived there midday, talked to Diamond, ranch foreman, said it had been a quiet couple of days. You head back to town. Jack picks up his new silver shotgun bayonet and holy water bandolier. Ramsey's, and he goes, I'm headed to Bob's to get the moonshine. Bobby buys the lamp oil and fuses. Already built Molotovs. Just chill out for that day in the morning. In the downpour, you guys head out for the Black Rock Mine. Jack discovers fresh disturbed dirt near a unique tree and digs it up to find a chest with four cans of corn and a leather dice cup. That had roots.
You should help.
And skulls.
Makes the corn taste better.
That rest of the day went quietly. Make camp. Wake up next day. Oh, that's right. Yeah. We just continued through the night in the rain as it arrived at 1 a.m. At Black Rock, looked around for the vampire, didn't find it. Bob spread ashes on the floor. Marty starts a fire in the corner. Horses behind them. Audrey makes alarm string. And then around 3 a.m. Doc's on watch. Hears a minecart squeak. Turns and spots the vampire baby as it starts to leap at him. Throws a Molotov in the face. The vampire lands on Doc.
Now this time.
Yeah, on fire vampire.
Stuff when you're lit up.
Lands on Doc and starts clawing. Doc starts stabbing with his stake and throws the baby vampire to the ground. Jack and Audrey wake up just in time to see the flaming vampire land on Doc, get thrown to the ground, and its flesh turned to ash. You guys collected the proof of death and you set out for Brave Landing. You arrived there 12 p.m. covered in mud and soaked to the bone because it's still raining. Lovely 90% humidity and it's around 80 degrees.
I'm moving.
No.
That's about the time you take your duster off because it doesn't do you any
good. Yeah, right. You just swim to the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you guys do?
Dry out.
Where did you go? Where did you get to? Where did you stop?
You're at Braves Landing.
Did you get there? Yeah, definitely dry off. Get a drink.
I don't know, I passed. So this second one that you guys went on, are we getting paid for that? Or was it a bonus for service?
Which one?
The vampire. Because originally we were just following the cart of gold, and that was supposed to be it.
I don't know. We were just given this job. This after I think turn in this. I think we put something on it.
Because Emil asked us to kill the vampire.
Yeah.
It was through Messenger.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, by the way, I want you to handle that.
Yeah. We took some bones from it.
And we know who to get in contact, like tell someone, or we just like go someone. And I think we had like this teeth or something.
Or skull. Or...
Yeah.
Here's proof of the kill.
Yeah, you would, you've interacted with Pappy. He's been like your contact with the mill here. He's 5'9", around 30, ivy green eyes, braided ponytail.
Anything but?
Huh?
Anything but happy?
He seems he's got an Indian accent. Voice is a little gravelly when he talks. But he has always been happy when you've seen him.
I'm
Does he have a squat he's normally at? Like a plate? Or does he just show up and be like, here? That's the choice.
Yeah, that's pretty much how he's been popping up so far.
He showed up, but also, like, he mentioned that you can, like, usually can find him at, like, the main storehouse.
That's where I would go before.
Handle the business before I sell it before
he goes. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so you ride over to like the one of the storehouses or the head one. It's usually also where you find like the enforcer guy.
Yeah.
Yep, he's the guy. Looks to be happy sitting on a rocking chair on the porch.
Good question before we go in. And can we give those items away? Or do we keep those items?
You put the ring on.
Yeah, I would take the ring off and steal it.
And then the mayor's
what are you doing? Yeah, mayor's in the bag.
Yeah. Have this ring on?
Yep.
Art never showed up. I don't know what happened.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, he's got. And just like kind of gravelly voice. Like, what can I do for you?
Like,
you look a little worse for wear.
Old and new.
Like, here's job done. And I'm like, awesome. I think we had like this goal.
It's a little surprising how like juggles it.
Found your vampire that was killing the cows. Took care of it.
Well, then you're not really. Drops it, lands on the ground. Yeah, he dropped it, like, he's like trying to juggle it. And it, like,
watch out, falls the on teeth. Might be poisoning us.
But that, he just like, literally, it's just like,
the heck?
So, kind of, they ain't vampires. Might be in the teeth.
You always have to watch Doc to make sure he doesn't get teeth.
Oh. But yeah, it's like, all right. Just like kind of like side eyeing the skull on the ground as he's like kind of rocking in his chair. Like, all right. As far as I know and you're concerned, your debt is paid. You want more work? Come see me.
All right. Good.
And he says, or go look for Babyface in Phantom Bank.
Babyface. I think I do first.
Okay.
That and come back, I think, was where the wagon was going.
Where are you off to? Yeah.
And they're playing.
Probably change out wet clothes to something a little drier.
Go to the bar and get food and then discuss what we're going to do next. I think we're done.
So, and somebody runs in and says there's a troll in the barn or something.
Yeah.
Just the night marching.
Yeah, I think that'll turn next up.
That the bike's been
happening. Yeah, it was Nightmare, and then I've got a poker hand on my
land. Mm-hmm. And that was like further east than Nightmare.
Probably closer to the mountains, where that old miner was and back to.
I'm gonna go right now.
And see if we can get a detailed map or something. This is gonna be a stealth mission.
Yeah.
How much can you dilute holy water before it loses its holy touch?
Or even the Catholics, you can just keep adding that holy water and it stays holy water. Or you can like refill it so much it was weird.
So as long as you have the original bottle, it's a holy water factor.
I guess.
Off the bobs.
Yeah, bobs and then.
Yep, so. Basker greets you, yeah, it's just. They just like. What did you guys get up to?
Prepare the cow's gonna be eating our food, problem.
Rain. Oh, it's a rain. You got warm pie?
I just said we were babysitting.
Yeah. We always got warm pie here.
You're my favorite person.
And coffee. You want it?
Yes, sir. I'll
take both.
The usual ones.
I don't need any special additives like Jack, though. He likes his coffee with a kick.
Yeah, I'm in mine.
So I will do. We'll get it over to you.
I'm trying to think if he'd gone back to the barracks and changed, if he would have brought one of the blankets, dry blankets, wrapped around him like a shawl.
There you go.
Leave the clothes and dripping from the line.
I have to. Maybe they have a big fireplace at Bob.
There would be a fireplace. We can say there is one if there's not. I mean, there would be some sort of heat in there. And same within the bunkhouse.
I don't know how Bob's reaction would be if we started stripping down to our sleeves and still up by the fireplace.
Probably seen it before.
Probably seen it, but I'm not sure what
the next Friday night.
Yeah. He just starts stripping too. We're like, hey. That kind of bar.
That costs extra and there's a room upstairs.
Yeah. Very much.
No, he would probably just be like, why don't you guys go hang that stuff up in your bunk cups? I don't want for that.
Would we have an extra change of clothes? Or are we pretty much whatever we're wearing is?
Not up to you guys.
No, I just put my duster by the fire, set my wet clothes, whatever.
Probably had time to pack before he ran. We'd probably have an extra set of clothes or two.
No, I remember if we ever asked Sylvester if he knew anything about Nightmare.
I don't think you have.
I don't think we really talked about it with anyone else.
Ramsey's the only one that
we have. Yeah, I guess I think Ramsey's just the only person.
Yeah. I'd ask Sylvester what he knows about Nightmare.
Hey, man. He'd just like, just the rumors. Never been there myself. Came down from Phantom Bake. Worked here. I just hear it's not a place to go.
It's raising the county. Well, We should both of you ready for coffee.
But on the death one, he says, I want to go to those places where I really want to go.
Yeah. Never have it going places that we shouldn't.
Did we get something for Ram? Ram, one or something like that?
Yes.
You want an old amulet?
Yeah.
Right. It was an deserted house there.
Yeah,
but that was... He wants to deal with the ghosts. She can send to the bishop that you have there.
And you know how to deal with ghosts?
That was my question.
Nothing if any did.
Mine on
it. We should probably check with her map and.
Yep. See if she can draw us a map. That'd be helpful.
And then maybe something anti spectral.
Maybe the holy water.
In the spray bottle?
Back.
Yeah, just spray the air around you.
Feel like a cat. Maybe they'll run away a little bit.
Yeah.
Not get mad.
Yeah, good night, holy water.
Yeah, they just run. We're efficient when we're killing babies. Vampire babies.
We're generally pretty efficient in what we do.
I was less efficient in the letting my blood get out of my body part. But
probably sent you that out of your eyes.
We got the job done. Yeah, nothing got that weird.
You got some silver bullets?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you use your stick of dynamite?
No.
All right, so we've each got our stick of dynamite.
One more.
Let me tell you, like, I'm realizing all the stuff that I did while I had a stick of dynamite on me and forgot.
That kind of patch is like, I'm glad you didn't stick it in that baby's head and light it. You might not have been able to get out of the way.
So I was a little close, and I show the burn. You know, I'll treat that when we get some downtime. But pretty bold to try it on. That's obviously out my discipline. Are you guys ready to go?
I don't look like.
No, it was a long ride.
We gotta watch you shoot it all.
Yep. You make for a hell of a show, Bob. We could probably sell tickets.
Yeah. That'd make it a little more exciting this time. Yeah, let's start working with some.
If anyone on the bar is like, oh, I'm trying to eat like this.
Just in a corner.
Tickets. Nickel and ticket. Pass a hat.
That would be. Yeah, that costs 5 cents if they're staring.
Look at him every once in a while, just pull my gun and put it on the table and they're staring.
He stares at you too long, cost you a dime.
It would be pretty packed in there because it would be lunchtime basically.
Well, people like
corner. It's right there, buddy. So imagine I got like burnt computers. I just like opened my shirt, put some salt and stuff
on. Yeah, burnt and maybe some claw marks.
I can see one of the little grandchild farmers come up and say, was she pretty?
Yeah.
No. Right, the opposite, actually. She's out from the blood.
I'd have to be careful not to shoot coffee on that one. The first part would be like, what's he talking about? The second part like,
I'm not fussed. I'm just like drinking coffee, taking bites of pie, salvage it, burn, eat some more pie.
In the wrong order, and eating salmon, rolling.
Yeah, I'm very careful about what I'm doing with the pork.
Doc, is there a reason you're stringing berries there?
If it had been something bigger, I wouldn't be doing that. It's all blistered up. Oh, yeah.
It just looks like my pie, and I don't think I want it anymore. Soggy bottom or not? No, it's boggy top?
Boggy top.
Boggy top.
Well, then after that, for a bit, I'd probably go to Ramsey's Helmet and ask if she had, like, a map. Or at least directions to, if she knows where which house it is. I don't think we did this.
Yeah.
Keep along just for stories. So were you there when you went all weird last? Yeah. Well, spirits, that's for you. What do we say?
Everything. If they talk, it'll be interesting.
What do we say? Don't mind us. We're just here to pick up something that was left behind by.
Yeah.
Is it safe to drop your name? Or would that cause miter? Consternation. All these different thoughts running through all these heads.
Yep.
Stand back. We're on a mission for the blacksmith. Of course, this raises a question. Why didn't she go get it herself?
It used to be from the church, I think. Yeah, the belt buckle.
I think she was a former tail rider. If not, she knew somebody who was.
Yeah, did you see where to talk to
her? Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what we had to tell
them. Yep, so, yeah, she's heading over there.
Yep.
Yep, she's just working her way. And... Oh. You hear her in a booming New York accent. She goes, what can I do for you?
We're going to be heading to night more soon. We have... And I like directions or a map to the amulet.
Oh, it's in my old house or my old shop.
Draw us up a map. You've never been there.
Are you gonna come show us where your old house and shop was?
She thinks and it's like, I'm awfully busy, but I suppose I could be persuaded to do one more ride.
My eyes get big. It's like, this is a story of tales.
Like, you know how to deal with the ghosts? I don't. I don't know if bullets do anything, man.
Normal ones don't. You'll need consecrated or silver.
Yeah, for silver.
You can consecrate regular rounds, guys. Just kind of get hit. How do you know that?
Priests. They'll take care of that for us, Ethan.
We do passive one on our way? No hermit in the hills or on the prairie.
This is chuckled into not that I know. Usually the priests are kept in towns doing their jobs. Mm-hmm. Or in the war factory. Or I guess not the war factories, but I guess the would just be a, back in the fortress.
So silver or consecrate?
I have some silver.
Holy water works too, of course.
That's good. That's some of that.
If we soak the rounds in holy water, do they become consecrated? Or just soggy?
It's a specific ritual conducted by empowered priests.
Do they ever wander around the various settlements? Tending their flock, so to speak.
Yeah, it's usually there's usually one in most towns.
If you don't know one in this town.
No, this isn't a town.
This is just a farm.
Oh, that's right. This is a Neil's plantation.
Yeah, just forgetting that.
He's not a fan of the church.
With his three wives, I don't. Yeah, three wives.
I think that's what we
do. And a mistress.
He's busy and nobody's seen him. Said he'd be happy, but yeah. I'm not sure.
Ask her what. When can you leave?
Said you persuade me. I said I could be persuaded and say I was going. And of course, she's talking much too loud for.
You went lax, maybe.
Yeah. Slightly deaf from the amble.
Because my old shop was next to the one of the main well and a fountain. It's easy to on the west side. Easy to find. Well, at least it was.
Are the ghosts just in the city limits?
I don't know. They probably wander a little bit, but.
Do you know if they're stuck in the town? Like,
specters usually don't wander.
It's worrying if they can wander.
Like all of the townspeople? How big was this town?
I think it was a couple of several hundred thousand, maybe.
Let's go. Whoa. Yeah.
Kind of.
It's a spectral priest. Will he come create rounds to.
He's going to make rounds so I can shoot you.
No, he'd want us to save everybody else. He might be in a little bit better spirits.
Wants to be the only ghost in town.
Yeah.
She just chuckled and was like, specters don't speak, they just kill.
We're all just going to get along then.
Unless you're undead, then they'll leave you alone.
Can you fake being undead?
That's not done.
That's not the undead. Not just to make him look in the eyes. Yep.
She just chuckles. Like, that's beyond my knowledge.
Okay. holy symbols that kind of give them pause or turn them brief.
She's like, generally not in my experience, other than the fact that the person that usually has a mark. As a mark of Mithras is usually wielding weapons that will damage them.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, you got this, Mike.
It's actually not known.
Nope.
Can it be carved on a gun? Or does it have to be on a person?
And it might just be done by the church.
It's like, there you go. Yeah. It's usually it's a consecrated symbol bestowed to servants of the church. And you would probably know it. You would Audrey would know some of that. Just you would know some of that from your just from your church.
Gunslingers and paladins.
We say Jack's really close to the church.
Oh, it's been family.
Everybody's got to buy your love, don't they? You buy theirs. I don't know anymore. Don't want to know.
Yeah.
None of us are particularly religious in the way that the church says.
We have a personal relationship.
Doc's more spiritualist, you could say.
I definitely believe there's other things going on than what we see. I don't just mean the weird. Not everybody feels that way. So it's holy water and
so there's some bullets.
How many silver bullets we have?
I don't know. 24.
You've already used 6.
Maybe. I miswrote it. No, I haven't used any.
You got 30. And then Doc's got 18 and I got 12.
All right. Nice. How do I put them in the middle?
Speed loaders. Audrey realizes he's better with a knife than a gun. So he's got enough he can fill with the 6-shooter a couple of times.
Have my silver knife as well. And then throw my shotgun.
Well, that just makes a good one. Did a good job on black, though.
Yeah, it worked.
Ramses shows. You talking about stuff I shouldn't know about?
Always, man.
I'd be weary about the itchy ears in this place. Especially related with the name Black.
That's why yours are the only itchy ears we're talking about.
This lady here, okay. Ramses from the back.
He's not quite sure what some of these are. He's betwixt and between being a kid. and after he says that, he kind of stops and he almost expects to get cut behind the ears. When things calm down, he starts looking at the pistols. You want to use those again? Are they decoration or do they really work?
Jeez, there's no... She doesn't. She just has the...
Just the buckle?
There's just the buckle. And she goes, unfortunately, my guns were in the safe.
With the pendant?
The pendant was in my jewelry box.
So we might be able to pick up your pistols, too.
Yep.
Where his eyes get big again with possibilities.
You safe the jewelry box in the same place, or is it safe?
Yeah, they're in my bedroom. Mm-hmm.
So what would it take to persuade you other than a chance for living the dream and the adventure?
I thought it'd be enough to write a fine gentleman like ourselves.
Or he would beam a smile on that
one. Take a drag from my cigarette.
I bet you could tell us tales.
Certainly could.
Certainly listen.
Over with the writers for 10 years. Actually, no, actually 20 years.
That's a long.
Wow. Well, we got a long ride tonight, Warren.
I'd love to hear. You haven't convinced me yet.
You haven't said what it takes to convince you.
Well, that's certainly for something you can find out.
So, by what magic spell do we find this out? We got to roll for leverage.
Just use your smarts or your cunning. What would an old retired blacksmith writer like myself, what would encourage me to pick up and put that belt buckle on again?
All right, look, sit down. You're smarter than any of us.
So there is the manipulate role. So if you guys want to, like this for just like for your character, like you guys don't have to necessarily just like try and come up with like reasons as your person, like for your character, especially if you consider your character way more charismatic or smarter than like yourself.
Oh, mine is people. Just grit. Or is personable and all.
But yeah.
Well, the cunning has a +1. Right. Smarts is at a 0.
I have a +2 on my smarts.
And the reflexives is at a -1.
Yeah, I feel like this would be kind of like my. I'm not using them to get the dirt skill, but it's that some kind of interviewing and try to dredge out of her like some of her best old times. And that she gets to do another one, but she gets to ride with backup. She wouldn't be alone, you know, like kind of like favor the old days kind of thing.
A little nostalgia.
Yeah. Stay here and be a little safe or go out and be a little dangerous.
So you would say, so I would just say, like, just see a little more of her, like, anything to, like, I guess try and bring, like, the nostalgia piece, like, is somewhat interesting to her. Mm-hmm. But, like, I guess the old days of writing with a posse and stuff, that's more interesting to her. She is only like 40.
Gotcha.
So I guess too, while you guys were like talking about it, you learned that like she joined Hell Riders. Yeah, before even the veil was torn at like 18.
So yeah, so are you roll out manipulate them?
Yep.
Be a 10.
I knew you could do it, Doc. And she's got a pretty good sense of freedom too. We've been kind of tethered to that blacksmith.
Yeah, so I'm trying to like get her out.
Right and free.
Yeah.
Nope, and then I would put in as like, don't you want to smell the gunpowder again? Feel them. And find that edge again, being between life and death for any moment. Don't you miss that feeling when you're truly alive?
Ari's just looking back and forth, big eyes.
He would know.
You've been holding that on me. Y'all got tails. I don't have tails.
She's, yeah, like, why is you guys were playing all this conversation was going on and stuff. Does mention it would be nice to feel moonlight and sunlight in my hands again. And then maybe if one of you proves worthy, I'll pass them along.
That's one.
Moonlight sunlight, probably the name of the pistols. No.
So, like, we're gonna go bring a tenant for some guns.
Or become ghosts in yourself.
Won't be the first time you come close to becoming something else.
She laughs a little late at that. It's like, oh, we won't be free in no town. We need more than four people. And you guys definitely need more than the few silver bullets you have.
And she would know she made them.
She mentioned she wanted a relic to deal with the ghost. I just assumed that she meant she wanted to clear it.
Maybe later. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, she mentions that the relic is protection against spirits.
You said your home was close to a well on the west side. Is there a way to come up out of the well? Or is it more just... I don't know if there's a sewer. 200,000 people.
No, like a couple hundred to a thousand.
Oh,
not 200. No, it's not a mega. It's not a huge...
Yeah,
mega,
so. I thought we'd hit like 200,000. Like,
I'm going to need some more bullets, cool. Too.
That Uber's right.
Yeah. No, it's...
Silver BFG.
Yeah, it's several hundred people.
Okay.
That HBFG, the holy big.
It's just a fire truck with holy water in it.
Little underworld action. It's a tracer route. Just harness the power of the sun.
There we go.
Yeah, a few hundred people, I don't think there'd be a sewer system. But...
No, they just threw it in the street.
Dirt will spill through it.
There probably would be, but it wouldn't
be big enough.
Like, you'd be like crawling.
No.
Like, and it'd probably be like more like a storm drain.
No.
Type, like, you know, maybe like 2 feet across.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If the well itself was connected up to a river, it was actual, I can get through it, then...
She's like, no, that was just dug into the, drilled into the ground. No river up there.
No shortcuts.
Nope, but it's not that far from the edge of town to the well.
Should we just come up on that side?
If we come from the west side anyway, so... Couple hundred feet into the town proper.
Is this like a walled city, or is it just kind of an open, maybe in a depression with the buildings in the bottom?
Because you're probably too young to remember, Audrey, but the places didn't have walls before the tear for the most part.
How fast is a spectre?
Fast enough.
If we run, if we sprint it right.
Say, how fast is it compared to the vampire?
Impressive.
I love this question, but how much wood would a woodchuck need?
So the specters usually don't move faster than at least the ones I encountered. Usually don't move faster than a human.
As far as a human walking or a human run?
Human run.
28 days.
Yeah, it's kind of horrific.
So then walls don't bother them, so.
There's the rub. Walls bother me, so.
They pretend to bring a false sense of security, don't they?
She's like the little bit. The little bit that I remember, she all, like, and she would share that she was only actually fought things in the weird for a couple of years before she had enough. Okay, decided to retire.
And before you retire, no, too old. Seen enough.
Nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Would salt have an effect?
I mean, some of the, I guess, like the traditionals.
Not salt and spirits.
This should be done.
Ask
ChatGPT. Salt has a protection against spirits and ghosts? Question mark.
They'll probably give you all the lore, man.
Or hook you up to the supernatural Wikipedia page.
So it says, generally, it's been thought to purify spaces by absorbing negative energy across doorways and windowsills or around the perimeter of the great barrier. Other cultures believe it's just like a way to ward off malicious entities. Circle of salt may be used to protect during ritual and spiritual ritual. Salt water is apparently commonly used in cleansing rituals when it gets sprinkled like around. Similarly, people often take salt baths for spiritual cleansing. Some traditions use salt to purify after visiting graveyards or places believed to be spiritually active by tossing a pinch of salt over the shoulder or rubbing it on the body. And it's to prevent spirits from following evil.
You might all be offended by the time we're done.
Salt sometimes carried in small bags or amulets as personal protection against spirits and curses. Interesting.
So Audrey had asked salt just based on growing up and the little bits of mismatch where he's heard growing up. Ramsey's would be an actual definitive short of a priest. And I don't know about this particular world either.
Yeah, that's how it is. She would probably let's say like against the less aggressive and malevolent spirits and ghosts I ran into worked okay, but for more of like an annoyance. But for Spectre, they don't care.
If they want you bad enough, it doesn't matter.
You're alive, and they hate that.
Now, if you find their body of the person that what came from, and you circle that, you can trap the specter or destroy it.
So, when Nightmar fell, was it like mass graves or people in the streets or?
Well, that was a lot of the prominent crime families had been basically pursued by the church. And I guess you guys would know too that Grimwater is mostly a theocracy as far as like their government. So they're very closely tied with the church. As he said in 59, so like 7, 6 years, 7, 8 years ago. Roughly, or whatever, when the place was destroyed, that the and you guys, Audrey probably would probably not know this. Doc and Jack probably wouldn't either, since you guys are from the other continent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll just yeah. So she would say that like the major crime families in Grimwater were actually chased and pursued into Nightmoor, and this had been after the veil was torn, only like a few years.
Well, I was looking for their bodies. If we did want to try and get, where would we find their bodies? Was it like
you're
all bad mass grave?
It was
dead in the streets.
That's mostly what you're gonna find is bones and whatever carrion eaters, and you know if you can find bodies to if you can find their specter eaters. Because that fell in 59. And we're in 66.
It's a good rainstorm and a few packs of rats.
Yep.
Stray dogs.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, she just recounts, like, Nightmoor because she was there. That it was, yeah, the major crime families actually gotten driven out of most of Grimwater. It would be, essentially corralled into Nightmoor.
Sucks to be a local resident.
Yep. That's happened to be where my home was. And then once they got pretty much surrounded the government and I guess a posse or a contingent of Hell Riders too. They just started pushing into the city and pretty much shooting down most people. But then as they were working inwards, then Spectre started rising out of the bodies and attacking anyone that was living.
How did she make it out? Because she's close enough to the west side.
It was a lot of luck in getting out, and I mean, I had my Hell Rider uniform and stuff. But yeah, it was a lot of luck, and then a lot of the government forces and. Some of the Pell Riders got chewed up, and then everyone ended up fall back. And then Nightmoor became a quarantine zone, basically. So generally, people don't go within a mile of the place.
The ghost story.
I'll say that's where she had retired.
So she's kind of a refugee at Braves Landing. Or started as a refugee.
Yep. Yeah, she started as a refugee because she had, so she had retired. here. So become a large enough. And then the government decided there. Or round up all the crime families. I will need a day to prepare, so
that's fine. We need a day to rest.
See my search.
They won't try and keep you here, will they?
No. They'll just bring in another blacksmith by side of the.
With this being a plantation, key workers, I wasn't sure.
O'Neill would be very happy, but he knows better than to. Aggravate. The church. Maybe we'd look unkind to anything I decided to report about harassment. Let alone the government. She's like, actually, give me 2 days. I can leave on the 20th. I'll make sure. Any critical items that need to get fixed or repaired or taken care of, and then I just need to prepare myself.
All right.
Makes sense. You'd be like, I don't know what I'm going to do for 2 days. You need any help?
If you can swing a hammer.
I can swing it. I don't know if it'll hit where I'm aiming, though.
A hammer, or Cabela's.
That might be safer.
Quench some deal.
That can be fun. Apprentice for a day. I can do it. Then they're gone. Well, be honest. Is there anything I need to do to prepare? We pack our clothes, we're ready to go.
Yep.
It's not like.
Did you sleep?
You go out and make charms or something?
You don't know.
Never held. Spend as much time with the old ladies. I probably would have chased me off if they did.
Well, unless you guys need to discuss anything else, I need to get back to work.
No.
Yeah. I'm a little towards fellows. But this?
Yep. Those coals fired up.
If anything, it'll help me dry out.
right, so you're moving it. Now I'm breathing dry air.
There you go.
Yeah, she goes, well, gentlemen,
2 days at dawn.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks for moving.
Will you ride for night walk?
That's true. Ooh.
Probably there for a couple of hours.
Yep.
What do you want to do?
I'd probably just go back to the bunkhouse and fill my guns and go to sleep. Put her in for a couple of days without having anything. You're in yourself.
I guess just the beginnings of another trade. And
yeah.
Hoping to hear stories. Not anybody up there much over the name.
So if you ask, if you like ask her about stories, she'll share, like she'd share some while they're working, but for like the most part, she'd be like just instructing you like the whole time.
Cool.
You know, like a lot of her stories would have been just like chasing down like bandits and like witches and stuff, and trying to like investigate the rumors of like a gathering, like gathering of like the Night Sisters, but how they were like the main, I guess, drive. Being forced that tore the veil.
Yeah, Audrey would be all in. And anything that he could glean from the stories, it's like, oh, so that's how you investigate it. Oh, so
just be squirreling it away and eating it up.
Yeah, so she would probably share a story or two, like, during, like, you guys do, like, a quick meal, but otherwise it's blacksmithing instruction. Mm-hmm.
If Audrey feels comfortable, he might carry a knife and a hammer.
The silver hammer.
Maybe.
Like, tenderize your ghosts before you send them on their way.
But yeah, but probably like after like 2 minutes, your head is like overloaded with like information and stuff. And she basically works from like an hour after sunup to like an hour after sundown.
I'm dragging myself to the barracks. I'm not even sure if you have a veggie.
The manual is like, it's automatic.
I mean, remember eating.
Yeah.
Jack, now I know why you do liquid nutrition.
And then I guess on the night, the last night, yeah, she would tell you to go. Bring the rest of the jets. To the I guess we'll just say the sun rises in the east and sets in the west like normal.
Instead of the north and the south?
Yep. That would be too weird.
It could be a sunset to the north and south.
That'd be weird.
Might as well. Let's do that.
How does that orbit work?
No. we just orbit this way instead of this way.
I don't want to know that doesn't like gravity.
Your little wonky.
Yeah. Oh, the sun rising in the north, sets in the west.
It just goes like on one horizon always.
That's the winter. Yeah. And the summer, it's the south and the east.
Okay. Well, it's like a Monty Python's animation.
Yeah.
The way the sun goes. Actually, you're my Python actually looking up on things.
Yeah.
There's a trumpet involved with that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably in the sun's butt.
Yeah. I still remember my mom realized like in Monty Python the guys with the she realized those are dudes with the butt. So she's like,
this is Monty Python.
No, you're not in her butt. She's like, yep.
Sorry, but that's a silly place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that in years. Last time I watched it was in 3D, actually. It was her first time watching it.
I don't think I even need to watch it. I just close my eyes and play the movie. For some reason, what you did as teenagers in the 90s, you gotta watch.
For sure.
You got it before Monty Python.
That one, the three was that one, and Big Trouble in Little China. That's that little
one. I don't know how he got a copy of Monty Python.
I feel like we recorded it, and then I bought it at some point. So I had it on VHS, or I got it for like a birthday
present. Yeah, we did get it on VHS.
And that's what like when we watched it upon.
As mentioned, you watched it when we were done. She was like,
that's all she said about it.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, so she, Ramsey's asked you to bring the other two before sunrise to the north side of town at the riverbank. Like, just bring your bodies. You know, we'll get go back to town before we head out.
I would show her. I would show her that magnetic gold flake mushroom. Like, careful where I brought it out. In the blacksmithing shop. Near all of the horseshoes. It's like...
In trouble with my anvil moves.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a cartoon.
It's like been so weird.
But you didn't, my character died tonight. My anvil.
Magnetic mushroom.
Maybe we can. I would just show it to her, just like
down by the river and watch the fish fly out.
Any knowledge or curiosity about it. Yeah.
She'd be curious about it, but more that you should probably find a chemist. Make more use of it since it's not metal.
Use it for making throwing knives.
There you go.
Yeah. Somebody's wearing armor, they're humming knives.
I don't know why it always sits him in the belt buckle.
I don't have anything else, you guys. Mm-hmm. Definitely would reload my holy water and Molotov from our stash.
You're closer to our destination before I swap out my rounds.
Yeah.
And it's hate to waste a silver round on a prairie dog.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess Audrey, yeah, I guess it's up to Doc and Jack if they want to meet Ramsey's before the sunrise.
Yeah, I definitely passed the news on. Yeah. Once we got done, it's like the Bob's for dinner. If my body's adjusted to working that long,
in 2 days, I don't know. You know, yeah, I'm not sure
so it's yeah. But he's young.
Yeah,
you'd be dragged.
Especially if like we're used to doing that kind of work.
Peace pie. She'll see you in the morning.
My friend Harvey worked in a mill for the first time. He came back his first day and said, working in a sawmill is a man's work. And I'm not a man.
All right, so... Who's going to the meeting?
You're not holding on to it?
I'd go.
Yeah.
When I got down there, I just make it sarcastic. You're not going to burn us at stake, right? That's how Jack feels.
In sure. In that same sarcastic voice, Audrey Apache on that. No, you're being baptized.
She would laugh and be like, no. This you can she's like, nope, this is just the Hell Rider ritual before we would ride out on a mission. You're welcome to participate or just observe.
I'll observe.
But you would see on the ground that's probably about the size of this table, but in a circle, this. Okay, I have too many buttons, but to share. But you see this basically drawn like into the sand. And you would, Audrey, you guys might also know that this is like, okay, just disappear by yourself. That's
Foundry is spoken.
So no more.
You don't get a look at it.
I don't know why it's on it. It should disappear after the ring, but whatever. But this is like the symbol of the church. She goes, yep, if you wish to participate, just step into the circle.
Oh, Audrey's all of it.
Doc's been cruise riding around hunting monsters before, so this is interesting.
Audrey's kind of like a hobbit.
I'm going on an adventure.
Well, Doc will admit that this crew, he's less patching up people and more patching up himself. And a little bit more involved in the fighting than he's used to.
So, like, yeah, like, as you walk into it, are you going in, Jack, or are you just watching?
I'm just watching.
Yeah, as you, like, walk in, you notice that the it doesn't deform as you walk on it, as you would expect it to. But she's like, go. She just kind of like, you're like, all right, hey, watch the sun. And then she just starts chanting in Latin, like that's what it sounds like. So it sounds, I don't know if Audrey would have been exposed too much to that, but no, probably not, because they don't, I'll say they don't. Latin, it would be.
I don't think they'd speak it very much if it's for.
No, I was gonna say that the church doesn't. This is actually more like
you need proper training
for. Our, this is more like divine magic that's actually happening now. So you probably would have never heard this either. So you hear her. So I'm just gonna say it's Latin. I will just say that Latin is what they speak when they're essentially casting.
I read about it in the book.
But yeah, as she's speaking, that symbol, like starting on the out circle, it starts actually glowing gold. And it starts like filling in. And you actually start to feel a little warm and calm and at peace. And then like just as like the sunlight breaks, or you can see it, it like flashes like nearly as bright. And then it kind of like actually the whole symbol, it kind of like floats up and then it shatters and breaks. And then she stops. And then you guys would all feel like extremely like calm and confident and like at peace. And she's like, we can go. And you would see that, like, her, she has a very faint, like, golden light glow in her eyes.
Do we have that?
If you look at each other, you would see it, it's, like, fading. But it was there for, like, a brief second. And then you can, like, feel yourself, like, back to, like, your normal feelings. But you can see that now there's, like, a shift in her. You, and especially Jack, you would see that like the warrior or the fighter is there now, and that like confident, like smooth movement of a very well trained killer and fighter is there now. And she also just has like the authority air about her.
I didn't say anything, I just know that.
And I guess also you would see that now that she's like. She's like in the clothes she was wearing too. And I guess all your guys' clothes are like a little extra clean, but hers are like almost glowy white.
Jack.
Yeah.
They're cigarette colored.
And there's a yellow tinge on the white.
Jack, the nicotine.
But yeah, I'm sure I'd be able to hear cigarettes and stuff they have to
do. Oh yeah. No, now it's
the actual tobacco.
It's like that difference between growing up and you see the marijuana plant, you take a leaf and you chew it up, or what they've done now and they genetically enhanced it to the point where
that's awesome, but all the additive stuff
you
it's all potent
carcinogens.
Yep. Marijuana is like super potent.
Alright, so you guys, both you and, Doc and Audrey, you guys have an automatic success.
Like one of them can use it any time?
Mm-hmm. Blessing of Mithras.
Can we take it after we roll crappy?
Yeah, you can do it whenever. It's just a blessing. You will invoke the power of Belinus Lou Mithras.
Well, I bet your character shoots on the table.
It worked.
Yep.
That was the whole point. Belinus. You Mithras?
Blue Mythos. Or you can just use one of the blessing of one of those words if you don't want to write the impression.
The BBM. Well, I just wrote down blessing and success, but as far as. It's like the first time I heard the whole. You'd said Mythos before. But as far as the whole name of the deity. Is it becoming my supernatural area? Places and links. Extra gear. See, that's just because to get rid of it. Used to it. And then various names. And then, of course, names.
Which we put things mostly there.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, we'll make this is you decide when you're gonna use it. Like, so if they're gonna do something that you don't wanna fail, then you say I'm gonna
beforehand.
Yeah.
Before rolling.
Oh, before rolling.
Yeah. We'll just do that. So you guys have
so luck. I can't do a crappy roll, get luck, and then automatically succeed.
Because that would be kind of retroactive, whereas this would be this thing is coming up that's gonna be difficult. We're choosing to use that. Ability, so that makes sense. It's not as advantageous, but it makes sense. Still super helpful considering how crappy I've been rolling.
I don't know. You manipulated really well.
What's that?
You manipulated.
Oh, really tonight, well. Not the other night.
Oh, so yes. No, the other night.
You get some luck back then.
Then we get enough luck so that I can at least get my negative one stat to a zero.
I need to get my grit. Grit's like super important. I mean, everything is useful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on what you're doing, I guess.
You should go for high dex characters.
Yep. So, yeah, and then she just like her balance starts walking. Back to town. And then straight to like where her, where she has her horse.
I'm curious to see what type of horse she has.
Yeah, you get when you get there. The a black and white horse, but it's got like two black patches, like it almost looks like it has like a bandit mask on. But it has blue eyes. So its eyes are slate.
Nice thing out.
Yes. And then it smiles at all of you.
Oh. Mr. Ed, let's go.
Yeah.
And she goes like, all right, Polaris, so you ready to go? And then it's like, smiles even bigger. Kind of like some mini nods.
Got them four cans of corn.
Should we mess it with beans?
If you want.
Heart attack.
How old are cans of corn?
Didn't you eat those with the mine?
I think we did, actually.
And then you use them as some of the cans.
Yeah, I think we did. No more cans.
We would have replaced the rope too before we left.
Yeah, I was going to say, make sure you don't make any updates to your inventory before you left.
See. Okay. Where did he go? Audrey probably started coming up with crazy questions like, so what would you mix with silver so it still had the punch, but it wouldn't fall apart because of how solid it is?
Definitely on the right, if we had time to talk, I would use the, I'd dig up the dirt and actually ask about this, my sister's, give more information. One of the things I could ask too is, like, really in charge of the group, so I'm going to learn whatever details I can about this group. Doc can be curious about the weird.
So you wouldn't, there wouldn't be anything to dig up with dirt with her. She would just answer stuff that she could.
That's fine. I don't have much then.
Other than making sure we're prepped for whatever we're about to find.
Yeah, she wouldn't have too much more about the Sisters of Night Shadow. Other than, like, they were the main instigators. Where like the driving force to tear the veil, they do like to spread darkness, and that's mean like that was their ultimate goal for tearing the veil, is to let the darkness in. Slash weird. I guess they would. She would tell you that what they, or like when she, before she retired, what they knew about them, that their ultimate goal would be to turn everything monstrous. And then after the veil got torn, some sort of creature or monster just known as the assassin is their leader. Has become their leader.
What was it called?
Just the assassin. And at least the upper echelons of them, some of the actual sisters are quite dangerous when it comes to wielding the weird and dark powers. No, then like for like Audrey, like your comment about Parker bullets, like you can just coat, you can do silver plating, it's usually just as effective.
It's way cheap.
But there's all sorts of things he's burning through, it's like silver spirits.
Again, you need to get a sword. Swords are cool.
So there's almost like an internal dialogue banter that occasionally slips out.
Get swords in practice.
Audrey would be all in.
Said she.
Sword in one hand, gun in the other.
Actually, she would have. You would know that probably actually did all have sabers. So you would see she does have a saber. It's almost the center of horse. And she does have like a pistol, like a rifle and shotgun. And a knife. But you'd see like too, like on her, on all her weapons, you would see that symbol is carved into them or some of them. And then she would just be like, if you have, he said, you don't need silver bolts if you have consecrated weapons, but if you're not a writer, don't get caught by that. Be on the wanted list fast. End up on the church's wanted list.
For some reason, I don't think it's to hire.
Yeah, probably the run from the church.
She does mention those, like they, so
Hell Riders may hire him, may induct you into their ranks after they interrogate you where those weapons came from. Or confiscate them if you do not wish to join them.
Why would they be scared of other people having consecrated weapons if they only hurt the undead?
It's not that they're not scared of people having them. It's where did those they come from? Because they keep track of a lot of their.
It's all about.
That's
there. You go.
That's all Jack would say.
Be like a light bulb going off.
Oh. And she also says generally only Pell Riders that have consecrated weapons. So.
They've got to worry about doing things.
They'd be very curious how you came to have some.
You're wielding the stick. It's easy to stay. On top.
Trained off the reservation.
Make sure that people are using the stick on the right things.
Yep.
And he's got a pundit after a bit.
You got you.
But the other part of me is trying to decide which is better. It's a cutie raper or a consecrated hammer.
We have to figure that one out, man.
Oh, yeah. No, he's like figuring out the different values of bludgeoning versus killing and doing shit. Which one's easier to juggle with a gun? Occasionally, at the topic came up. Yes. Does anybody carry something other than the saber?
Chew it.
Big two-handed claymore on her back.
Yeah. Or... a buster, sir?
No.
Yeah. Mace.
She would go, like, sometimes, yeah, people would, I mean, others would run non-standard issue weaponry, but for a lot of the stuff we do, we're trained to fight and wield specific weapons, so.
Now imagine a whole cabin gun. Hit the crank.
Yeah. The one that was supposed to end all wars.
Right.
It just started.
Yeah. Supposed to be so ridiculous.
Imagine that loaded with silver bullets. One man on
it. So he's got a wagon behind us and don't tell her what we're bringing.
Yeah.
I need you to run through town right down the middle and then run back really fast. Bring as many of them as you can. Yeah. Then we're going to need you to duck.
I taunt you. I taunt you again. You dead specter. You mean nothing. You run so slow. Dead people do not run. I don't run.
Like that scene from Out Loud, Horsey Wales, who did them all out there in the. They had the deadly gun in the wagon.
Remember, don't shoot the living! Don't shoot the living!
It's gotta be faster than that. If you're on a horse, you're good because they're on foot.
Unless there's one dude in town who died at the same time as his horse while he was on his horse. And he's running around with Edward. And then you got Steve Joel.
Yeah, so you guys ride, and then any else specific you want to talk about? Or pick the day, and somebody can do the make camp roll.
Just a flat roll?
Yep.
Any things?
Yep.
So.
Your watch order.
The cops usually see, right?
Yeah, we got four people in town though.
Still there.
All right, here. Second.
Then get Ramsey, it's your choice.
If Ramsey wants to
be first or last.
She got the power usually up early, so I'll take last.
Okay. Then I'll read. Take first.
Yep, so the night passes fine for everyone, but Doc, who has a very restless night.
Yep, there's a lot of that voice, and you see similar creatures like Zapsticks. Sometimes you even like have the sense that you're walking around in the faith.
Yeah, not quite halfway weird, so
that's true.
Do you hear the laughter of children?
I would say in this too that I hear my sister's voice. That's actually disturbing for me. Background.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you guys are, the rest of you get woke up by Ramsey's. And she's like, and she's speaking Latin with the sunrise again. And you guys woke up with, you smell like coffee and some like cornbread.
Mm-hmm. She travels in style.
But yeah, and you guys eat and set off on the road. Mm-hmm.
Any other topics that come up? We had swapping stories and writing them.
If it's stories. At some point, if I say, this is the furthest I've ever been away from home in my life. Odds are it'll be even further tomorrow.
Yeah, if I talk to her about, like, because I've been on some groups that was more fixing people up and stuff, so I talked about things that we saw, like creatures and moves that I fixed up from creatures that did different things to people. Mm-hmm. Just kind of sharing ghost stories. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And that only recent that I've been more up close to the fall with the monsters things like so.
Every doctor should have personal experience in what they're endeavoring to do.
So,
let's see, you guys travel for the rest of the day. I hope you have another.
I know, but all.
Yeah.
I can't pull.
No one else did it. That's it.
God bless with luck.
You're welcome, everyone.
Do you have dreams, too?
No.
Yeah. We might have to start tying them down.
All right, yep, so I'll make camp. Everyone gets some luck. Okay, and then we'll see what's same watch order.
Yep.
Oh. Doctor Blood. The doc is on watch.
I'm ready.
Glad to go it.
So I need you to stay sharp. Which give me a reflexes, smarts, or cunning as you're on watch, and explain how you. As let's see.
Yeah. I think it's always like I avoid watching the fire, so I don't like burn my eyes out.
Staring in the fire,
so I can see into the night world when it's dark. See beady creatures' eyes and things.
During the fire, you can blink and see those. Oof. Did you get more light?
Yeah, I'm just gonna take the light. It's a 6.
All right, so as you're
dead.
Yep,
you turn around and everyone's dead in their beds.
Oh, there's blood on my hands.
Yeah, as you're away from the fire and watching, doing watch, you hear a twig snap and you feel a gun between your ribs. And you just hear like this I guess it's kind of a whisper, but like a drunk, like a dangerous voice just go, "Put your guns down and get your valuables out."
I know. Okay. And like I start to, before I take my guns off, I actually like bring my pack around and I actually pull out the metal mushroom. And I pulled it out right where his guns at. My plan would be like to hold that out. That's the mess with his gun, but then pull mine and take a shot.
All right, as you,
so I'm visualizing the can. The mushroom goes out, and then you hold it away so it doesn't pull your gun too.
No, when you're holding it, it's repulsive. It's pushing stuff away.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes, so. Yep, so you pull, as you pull that mushroom out, it does, like, his gun does push away a little bit. And he's just like,
what incarnation? Yeah, then I'm dropping.
All right, as you draw, I need you to react to danger as you hear several other guns go in the night. And then everyone else is awoken to several gunshots going off. So, yeah, do you?
I guess I would then roll away from, like, imagine, like, I pull it out there, moves his gun, like, to an outside angle, and I just roll to it. The side and the opposite that angle and then shoot him.
Alright, so give me that reflex roll. Let's see if he gets shot.
Well, I'm just gonna fail.
I fell in two all. Yeah, that's brutal.
I'd have to like spend like all of my so.
Alright.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So you deflect mushroom roll. You hear your gun goes off. You hear other guns go off. So you can give me your aim and fire at this one bandit in front of you. Everyone else.
So I do a nine. So I'll make it a 10.
Okay.
To kill him. Spend my failure.
All right. Yeah. So you roll, you get shot. So you have a major, I guess, level 3 gunshot wound.
Four.
Well, 6 minus.
Yeah. No.
And then I'll have all the rest of you. Also, give me react to danger rolls.
The reflex in me. I'm rolling out my sleeping.
Reflex for everyone. Yeah. I guess Connie would be okay too. But this is just like.
It really doesn't matter.
Nine.
I rolled a 4. Cunning might get me to 4.
All right.
I think that's my 0. Nope, I'm looking at plus 1. Got me a 5. Either way.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so what happens? So, yeah, Audrey, you go to like roll out of bed and there's a knife at your throat.
Okay.
And you just hear, not so fast, kid.
But that
is pretty late. And then, so you, I'll say you hear the guy like crunching near you because you had mixed success, right?
Yeah, 9.
I'll say, yeah, you hear the hammer click on the guy that's close to you.
Not far away.
He's close at the rain. Like, oh. what are you wanting to do?
I'd probably just have my knife and just like roll out and.
Okay, yeah, you could do that because they're all like trying to get
yeah.
to basically hold you up. All right.
Ten. That's, yeah, I mean, that's what I have.
Yeah, you're so fight. So you have the subdue, restrain, deal decisive critical damage, or you avoid their direct. Well, they're not. Actually, I guess they would. And then it hurts you. Okay, so you do. Went on to
7
plus, but you had
10. Plus. Yeah. I'd do decisive critical damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that'd be Jack, it would just be like if we heard the gun and the crunch and all that shooting, it would be like kill mode.
Where's your critical damage go?
Hey, mister, you watching your friends die?
I ain't gonna be like, and would have like probably would have rolled and maybe pushed his gun all the way if he was close enough.
And then, yeah, like, you're close enough. You're just stabbing on, just asking like, where's your critical damage? And then
I would have just been like, either I would have rolled up and probably would have went for like his lungs and like underneath the rib.
He's down close enough to give you sweet whispers. He might have been more of a throw.
Yeah.
This guy has a knife. You're like, let me show you where to put that.
So Doc had mushroom deflected or pushed that guy in the way. Wolf gets shot, shoots, killed the guy that was holding him. Audrey attempts to get out of bed and finds the knife at his throat.
What do Ramsey's do?
We're getting there. I'm making sure I'm getting.
I would have like getting I everything actually probably in my head right. Grabbed his gun and then stabbed him and then like took his gun since mine would be somewhere holstered.
Yeah.
Since I spent my luck to make the shot better, when I got hit, that just made my gun go better to his face. Yeah. When I happened to pull the trigger.
Yeah. I would have grabbed that guy's gun as I was stabbing him.
Misdirected a little bit by the shot.
So you grab his gun, stab him, or take his gun and kill that guy.
Yeah.
So that's two dead. Okay. I need to correct that too.
I killed mine.
Yeah, that's what I said. Two dead.
I didn't hear yours. I'm tripping.
And then you hear Ramsey shout a Latin word. And it becomes daylight around her. Like a flashbang goes off. And then as you're like you're pretty much anyone that was like facing her, which I don't know if you guys, I'll just say like most of you guys just got flashbang. And you hear the guys going, ah! And then you hear a quick then two bodies hit the ground. And then we're back to you.
With that light, do I see one?
You see the silhouette of one, and also what you see is you also see a silhouette that like kind of just like fanned the hammer with a quick tutu with glowing gold eyes.
Gotcha.
And then you see a couple other, let's see, so that's four dead. Yeah, so you see two more. You see, actually, Audrey, you feel the guy slump on top of you, so you're pinned under a body now.
Well, I'm thinking like when that light goes off and I hear the gunshot and then one gets revealed, I just immediately like pull up and fire at it.
Yeah, give me aim and fire with disadvantage.
I just spend my token. The light goes off and I'm like inspired and it's like
yep, so you guys briefly see Jack's, or not Doc's, eyes turn gold. And another guy's head explodes. And then, all right, Ramsey just shouts in her loud New Yorker booming accent. You've had enough, mister. And then,
one laugh.
Yeah. And then, up to you, Jack. You hear Ramsey say that.
I'm just gonna watch her, see what she does. I'm curious.
Audrey's just trying to get out from underneath the
body. Yeah, I'd probably go over. Hear some noises and rustling.
The guy like hesitates, and then Ramsey just shoots him in the head.
Oh,
that's all she needed.
No, he didn't like answer right away, so she just shoots him.
No, when I throw the body off, Audrey and ask if he's okay.
So you have like a minor like scratch on your like neck from when the guy like falling over and swishing you, but yeah, Doc has a major wound and then moderate bleeding.
I think I'm all right.
They're punching us up.
After confirming that I don't have any extra holes in my body, I'll probably go through and start looting the bandits, trying to figure out who they were. And
they have a gun for you. Someone else needs a gun.
I would definitely take the gun from the guy that loot all the bodies. After I
thought myself. I checked their bullets and see.
Yeah.
Is that just normal bullets?
Yeah, they're, you just see that they're like pretty ragged. They just look, they're just like standard bandits.
They chose the wrong party.
The only thing that would be weird is like, why are they out here? I mean, they could be, there is another town north of you. I've got several towns north of you, so they could have been like fleeing from law enforcement up there or whatever. But yeah, there's nothing special about them. They look pretty gaunt. And...
no distinguishing marks or.
No, there's, I mean, they have some scars and stuff, but they look kind of like Jack.
I just took the most well-conditioned gun added to my.
So there, yeah, they all have just pistols, standard pistols that are taken care of.
What type of knife was it that tried to slice me open?
Probably like a buck knife, hunting knife. It wasn't a pocket, like, not, it wasn't a small knife.
If it's not in too bad a condition.
Now, you would know, like, that would kind of be, like, a general rule is, like, your gun is, like, your life out here for the most part. So, like, everybody takes care of their guns.
But in this case, with it being a knife,
if
it's decent, if it's not some rusty pitted blade that's...
No, it would be a decent, it may be, like, an old knife, but it's big ball carried forward. And, as you could tell by the
way it's sharp.
Yeah, it's sharp.
I probably add that knife to what I've got.
And they would all have theirs. I mean, they all had pistols and hunting knives.
Ask Doc if he wants me to bring him over some dirt so we can pack it in the room.
No, I'm just looking at with this. So we can go back to the dentist or the barber again.
You can see the doctor into me. I'm not a horse that you just shoot when it goes lame.
I'm not going to shoot you.
Thanks.
Oh, and then I'd just move the bodies from our camp.
Yeah.
Do we need to burn them? I don't want them coming back.
Creatures will take care of them around here.
Probably. From the looks of them, there's not much meat on them.
She'd go the what are those wolves?
The ugly dogs.
Yeah.
Coyotes.
Cemetery wolves. She says the cemetery wolves will clean them up. It's a third watch, so yeah, so you guys have a that's like the witching hour.
Mm-hmm.
Or just before the witching hour. Last watch would be the witching hour, basically. So that, yeah, that's up to you guys. So it'd be like in the morning. If you wanted to start traveling and camp early.
Yeah, I wouldn't like be that phase. And take, like, and just smoke a cigarette and bath out.
Or if unless you guys decide to try back to sleep.
I have a come by Yuntron.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much Audrey be looking around and say,
oh. Audrey might do.
And whether or not Doc could actually travel.
Yeah, if I'm getting downtime, we'll reduce it by one, which is good.
Would that be long enough for, my miner to go away too?
Oh, yeah. That goes away in like a few minutes.
Plus, I can treat miners.
Mm-hmm. I would have checked on Doc.
You need to heal yourself first.
Yeah. I also have a pinch. I have healing salves. Mm-hmm. You apply those, and then 30 minutes later, the miner will go away. Cool. But it only works on miners. It doesn't reduce the higher thing, obviously. That's good. So you don't have to spend a lot of downtime.
True. Well, if you sent me to fetch it, I'd probably pull out a seven. Quick finger over it. Drop it back in the bag. Depending on what's in it, you might even say,
probably would. This thing is probably most healing things are they're an opioid or an alcohol or laudanum or
yeah.
Something to make you stupid or burn it out.
So if you told me, I'd probably bring you something just as good.
I mean, I stay out of my bag. You're gonna poison me with something in there.
I'm looking for the healing waters. Jack hasn't already drank them.
Go drink the holy water.
I figured you have a bottle of whiskey or something in there, you know, for wound purifying.
My personal flask. Rambo look of a bullet.
Oh, so ridiculous.
Don't kill you.
It hurts so bad.
Sepsis.
Yeah. And it probably wouldn't be burned hot enough to do anything.
You just have a massive burn where your wound is.
It'd be easy to identify with that red mark. Scored on both sides.
Maybe that's what he was doing in the movie. He just wanted to make sure that he had a cool scar.
Yeah.
That could be it.
That one or two. That was one. Yeah. Because one was more in the survival.
Yeah.
What, where he cauterized?
Yeah.
With the fuse?
That was a bullet, I think.
No, that's a fuse.
Was it?
Yes. One of them, that's like the third one. He gets like shot here and then he like shoves a fuse through
the
it.
The third one or he goes to Afghanistan?
I think it's it might be the third one, but this one was it. That he did that because that was ridiculous.
I think he put gunpowder on it and just like lit it. I don't remember. It's been
too long. I think there was one where he did that.
Maybe he did two different ones. The fuse, especially, would mess you up. That'd be so bad. I just put my body in there.
Well, like, what chemicals are on that?
Residual ash in my body.
Oh, the chemicals even worse.
I do have to say that the series has one of the best over the top. Crony deaths. Oh. The dude, they're like over the cave and he's got the rope and wraps him up and he like falls down. He's tied to the rope, falls down, and it's around his neck. So basically breaks his neck, but he's like pulled his grenades.
Oh,
so he pushes him off and he falls down. He's hung. He's already dead. And then the guy just detonates. And you're like, really? It's over the top. That's the fanboy for you.
Yeah.
Just to let you know how much we care.
Yeah. I'm not sure that guy is dead. Maybe he survived, but nope.
Yeah, so I guess you guys take the... I guess Jack goes back to sleep for 2 hours after you check the doc.
Yeah. Or I just spend that 2 hours moving bodies.
You could probably, like, both just leave home. Like, so you're not... Don't imagine you guys are camping on the
road. Yeah, we're close to the road. I would have moved on, but
you probably would have been like off the road.
Yeah. Out of these moving from our kind of area a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't have to look out.
Pile the bodies up as a marker. Jack was here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys, you guys take the downtime so Doc stops his bleeding and then. Reduces his gunshot move. And then, yeah, you guys can set out
on the sunrise again.
You on?
All right. Another day of fun and excitement.
Maybe Steve's turn to roll.
Yeah. But
we have to camp another night.
But now Ramsey goes,
oh, good work keeping your heads on an ambush.
She's like, let's see that you've had experience fighting, so that's good to know.
Been on both sides of that. So.
Oh, she replies. as like, yep.
Been as desperate as those guys at one point. I understand. They chose the wrong people.
So he's like, yep, they probably would have been better off just showing up at the plantation. They would have been given jobs. At least they'd get food and a bed. Better than dead. Yeah, so you guys ride along. So then I guess, do you want to travel a little extra far this day so you can hit night more
in the morning?
In the afternoon? Or do you want to, I guess we'll do, we can figure that out, I guess. Yeah. Or do you guys want to travel within like a couple miles of the place the next day and then kind of like scout?
That would probably be recommended. Scouting
in the morning.
Okay. Are they both active more like any other time, or is it just like active?
Should be like specters or all the time, and then the witching hour is the absolute worst time to go into there to mess with that stuff.
I suggest we don't do that.
Yeah, let's go. It's like,
I knew you were smart.
I just nodded.
Yep.
So best to go on and on. Mm-hmm. Waste as much time as possible.
Are they corporeal? Like, can we see them?
Oh, you'll see them. They're like shades, shadows, clouds that move.
Yeah.
And they generally look like they have like a vague resemblance of the person that they came from. Okay. You'll see them. And they'll see you, or sense you, I guess this would be a better term. And when they spot you, you'll also know.
Why is that?
Because they will be screaming.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as you're not drawn to the scent of blood.
No, just the sense of life.
You need to put something in our ears?
No, she's just like, it's like if you ever just heard someone scream in rage, or if you yourself have ever just screamed in rage.
Sawing their log up, their leg off. I know some of those screams.
But it's not a scream of pain, it's a scream of rage, so it's different.
How corporeal are our shades? Like, if I manage to get lucky enough to line five of them in a row, will one silver bullet take out all five? Or is it one bullet per shade?
Well, the bullet will pass through them and it won't kill them. It might dissipate them some, but one bullet's usually not.
But if not it passes through, they'll hit multiples in a row.
Yeah, they're in control. Okay.
They can also all stack up in a single space and hit you all at once, too. So.
Love it.
You got a blue piece?
Just nervous laughter. What have I gotten myself into?
Hopefully nothing, and we can just extract and get in there quietly.
Here's hoping.
So, yeah, so you guys ride and you discuss all, like, chit-chat and do this kind of chatting while you're riding for the day. So you can give me a, what should it,
Well, the weather, to see what kind of weather you guys are riding through, so it's probably going to be rain, but yep.
We're just all young Tash.
Rode through the rain in a lovely 61 to 83 degree temperature expanse. All right. So then, yep. Yeah. So you guys, so we can make camp on the 23rd. Not sure, 27.
This is function goal for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to.
But you've done fine. Eight.
We said one.
Yeah. All righty.
I got an extra gun.
Yeah, you paid for it.
All right. I put silver bullets on one of my guns.
Nice.
So, and one without and one with.
I'm liking that logic. Mm-hmm. But I'm not riding back 20 miles to get nothing.
But we had extra guns. You could easily take one. Mm-hmm.
Probably. So Ramses is on watch still.
It's yeah.
The witching hour. She's a freaking bit. So let's see. Okay. Yep. So you guys are sleeping when each of you are quietly awoken by Ramses. And you just see her. She just wakes you up, like staring at your face and.
You would know the difference.
Oh, she does the.
The glowing eyes.
No, she like kicks your, like hits your boot, your foot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she has her finger up her mouth, making like shushing so you don't make noise. And then she's just says each, like as he comes around, she gives each of you a. Quietly, silver bullets now.
She's already
in. It's like quietly, silver bullets now.
Yep. One revolver.
Okay, I didn't look up here, so I have one already there.
And then, you know, as you guys gather up,
revolver in one hand, silver knife in the other.
She did. Starts to. Describing like it's, I guess. But, well, I haven't seen this before, but it's definitely from the veil. Or came through the fate. And she describes it as like, that's like a ghostly type creature, but it's like got, looks like a human, but it's walking on its like hands. Yeah, and it looks like it's, I guess
It's a humanoid looking, or it looks like it's a human parts like stitched together like a crab. And there's also like probably like 10 foot like long tentacles like swishing in the air. And she asked if any can you all ride bareback?
Probably.
Yeah. Just wondering why you didn't pick.
So she has, well, if you're not comfortable bareback, then just stay on foot. We need to hit it from multiple directions. Just horse would be faster, but yeah. If you're not confident in your bareback riding, then don't. It'll just be horse for it.
As far as mechanics, like, is that a role for us to do that?
This is more your character and how much would you have actually ridden your horse bareback and no saddle, just the bridle on it. Well, actually, you probably wouldn't. These would just be halters on them at most right now. You would just have them tied. So this is a confidence in your own ability, but also your horse. And this is more RP, which your character have spent the time to learn how to do that and also to train your horse to like be able to ride with just the halter, which Western style they both of them can because it's just net steering. That part wouldn't be a big deal. It's the bareback because you don't have stirrups or anything to keep yourself from sliding off if you're making goofy trying to do maneuvers.
And that's the trap. Solid for a long time. Probably not that hard.
Mm-hmm. Jack's play stolen horses.
That's for sure. That he'd be like, okay, like want to do that all the time. We would have been on trips where like horses got killed and you just took horses and did what you need. Yes. All right.
About the short rides, didn't want to bother putting on a saddle. A little lazy.
So that horse has that meter trip, so
that's true.
It's good. Yeah.
One more standing drawer, I'm surprised Bandit's got so close.
Oh, that is
deep sleeper.
It's a dish.
Yeah, so you guys, so she describes this thing, it's about the size of like a polar bear. So it's pretty big. And she's like, I don't know what it is, but it is definitely not natural. So do we want to just, yeah, I was going to say, I guess she goes.
She doesn't know what it is.
That's not true. She goes, do you guys want her? Because she spotted it some distance off and you haven't quite seen it yet because you're kind of still in like forest area along the road, but it's like walking up the road. She's like, you guys want to run from it or try and kill it?
It doesn't know we're here. Obviously, like, why poke the bear?
Yeah, I would ever do that.
She goes, I'd rather kill it.
I'm down for that.
Or at least try to.
What do you think, Doc?
Doc, that's weird.
This is what Doctor's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't need to roll, actually. This is just a
thing. Well, right. So.
You just gotta roll your.
You haven't seen it yet. So she's described it. So I don't. Well,
maybe if you, we'll get close.
I don't know if that would. You'd be able to ask.
If it's near.
No, ask, talk to your occult people without, like, I guess maybe more description of it. What is that? Just
you gotta get close enough to go in the weird and possibly draw attention.
That's right. You have a tablet with you. Describing what I heard. I got it. That's fine.
So I'm fine with you going into the. You can do your weird.
I would only do it if I know I can actually get information about it. Mm. I'm thinking of it as if the beings are capable of seeing what's around me and it's near, then can I see it? But if not, then. If it's just I go there and just ask questions and they have no knowledge of my location or surroundings, then I have no information for them that I would do. So I'm more concerned that she has never seen it.
So like when it Dragon Age, you can't see out of the face, can you?
I just don't know like the being in.
Right.
Because sometimes creatures will be like partially out of the face. Like the weird is a tear. Kind of like in Solus's story where like spirits would wander
mm-hmm.
and see things in the real world, but only where the veil was weak. But it's almost like they were pressing up against it and reenacting historical tales mm-hmm. and things. And you would travel that and like watch the spirits acting out history and like learn about what actually happened in history. Like they're wandering. I don't know if those beings are poking their heads continually, watching, or if it's they're just in a corner in the fade somewhere. Because a lot of them are just in the fade somewhere doing nothing. Like it depends on the being. Mm-hmm. Zastrix or Zastix. I'm talking to them.
All right, so you go into the weird. What do you ask them about?
Well, I won't go into the weird if I know, like, I can ask them questions.
You can always go into the weird and ask them. That's part of your thing. So, yeah, I'm just confused. So you go into, you do weird, and so you're asking them questions.
Okay.
What is it?
Yeah.
Blue, no fear.
I guess in this scenario, I can tell them that there was a creature coming in.
What is your quest?
I've seen lots of creatures, hasn't seen before. It sounds like it's stitched. Just describe everything that she was hearing.
Mm-hmm.
That's two.
Yeah, so you Zastix is there.
You could kill my best friend. See you every couple of days.
Then he just goes, what do you want to know of the 20?
Of what?
The 20.
21. Kill it, potentially. So what do you need to be aware of?
Chance, do you have a pair of spectacles with a HUD? By whatever I'm looking at?
Yeah.
Show me weaknesses?
So what's your quest, like, yeah, is the question, what do you know, what are you asking them?
I guess, to be more concerned, what do we need to be aware of, that, like, that's the sting thing.
I kill it, how can I kill it, should I kill it?
If I only get one question,
no, he's just, I guess I'm asking for more RP, about you just actually talking to the guy.
Yeah, I saw him. This is the description of the creature. I think we're about to try to kill it. I need to know what kind of dangers it represents and how we kill it when this is ends. What strengths and weaknesses?
He is. Well, what weapons do you have?
So I've got silver bullets, got some holy water. I don't remember, did she say that she had consecrated items?
Hers are, yes.
Yeah, some weapons. Weapons are enchanted somehow.
He goes enchanted how? You hear him like hiss and spit.
I said, fair enough. I said, I also had some dynamite. Silver bullets, holy water, and dynamite. A
couple of silver blades.
He only had some silver blades.
He goes, that should be sufficient. But I would not get grabbed.
Yeah.
Likes to devour minds.
How is that?
Yeah. Have anything you want to forget?
Yeah.
Is it anything particularly effective between holy water and silver bullets? Or just blowing it up?
Explosions will probably hurt it.
It'll be pretty close.
Yeah. Catch the warning, yeah. Anything valuable about these?
It just depends on who you are and what you want to do.
I kind of understood. So I suppose that's enough information. I said, I'll tell them. So I had a dream last night. I didn't think you were in it. So I think I heard my sister. So do you know my sister?
He would just say, he would go, yes, the library knows all.
Did she hear? And is she dead?
He kind of just goes like, I guess this is another, I guess, Laura thing for her.
And obviously I have a limited understanding of the fate, so.
Right.
For him, it's a simple question, even though it's not a simple question.
Right. So I guess, define the, are did dead people go there? Is that just kind of like a,
I think dead people can go there.
Holding tank. Depending on how you were in the normal world.
Like if you keep weirding
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I just watched that today. How you know the fun. Yeah. I just kinda posed it that way. But from a lore standpoint, I think some people could go there. I wouldn't think everyone went there. Like if you were in Thedas, maybe everyone. The higher potential to go there. Yeah. But here, maybe not so much. And if you're more weird touched, or whatever killed you was weird touched, maybe you're more likely to go there. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, if you go there when you dream, then yes, if she might be alive and there.
She also may be dead in there. Mm-hmm. And from past fate stuff, she also could be something else there. And still alive.
She might have her own little cottage waiting for you to come for tea.
She also can be a crazy creature now.
Yep.
And still be alive.
Mm-hmm.
And still open.
Looking for a librarian.
So yeah, I heard her voice. So
So I make sure it's calling. So I don't know if she's calling to hear or if she's calling to come home. But I want to find her.
You'd go if you heard her calling while you were here.
I heard her calling in my dreams.
She's probably here, but if you're dreaming of this place.
How do I find a road here so I can go search for it? Because I don't think I'll be able to do these kinds of conversations for her.
He did. Yeah. He goes, just come see me a few more times and we can conversate forever.
I'm just kind of like,
but he does also doors to the library can be found where great stores of knowledge are.
Become the mouthpiece of a stinging weather. Okay, but so thank you. I just leave. I guess you guys would see when she's describing it, my eyes kind of flare for a second, and I just dump a bunch of knowledge. Just say, it's torn, don't let it grab you, it'll suck your brains. Our stuff should hurt it. Just don't let it get close. I guess like, we got the sense that from that discussion that we needed to use silver, not regular bullets on this.
Okay.
Just don't get close to it. Not perfect. With some silver arrows.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you can get them back, maybe.
Right?
So we got cowboys. Do we have Indians in this world?
There could be. I mean, because this is kind of a little different as far as the setting. There could certainly be territories with native tribes in them. Maybe Grimwater doesn't necessarily have any.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been thinking on like how do we incorporate Native like American like analog into this, and yeah, I think it'll just be in some of the other territories probably. I'll say Grimwater is mostly
maybe conquered. Especially areas that are maybe like civilized areas separated by monsters where it's less likely to find travel across. You'd find more likely to be Native than those more remote areas, less interfered with.
Yeah, I'd say definitely in places that don't have railroad. I should see.
Or like extra rugged terrain.
There are places where there is no railroad. We'll say that's would be like the further you are from the railroad, I guess, like the wilder it gets. There's, yeah, there's definitely some. Actually, there's a territory that has no railroad in it, and that's just south of you guys. And Grimwater, we'll say that's. Yeah, we can say that will be the definitely a native, like an Indian type. Yeah, there's several on the other continent. Yeah. I'll make a note of that.
What is this thing with the string?
Yeah, we'll say the places with like the territories with no railroad has Native American like type people in them. Yeah, then you'd see like Ramsey is like even more emphatically saying like we need to kill this. We can't be allowed to wander this world.
Alright.
Real good.
Yep.
Sorry, no.
So the plan was to attack it from different directions.
Ramses was advising that and headed from possibly four different sides, or at least in pairs.
Do the bullets for our pistols
the same.
Fit in our rifles? Is the ammo interchangeable?
They would be different because rifles have longer range.
Well, I knew the rifle had longer range, but if I could handle my pistol silver bullets, I would probably use the rifle to get better odds of hitting. Otherwise.
I think we talked about this and that the rifles were different than the pistols. Could we have those conversations?
Yeah.
Especially when we were talking about the silver bullets, you'd have to have some made in the other
different
caliber. Because at the time you had looked up the guns, and at the time you did have pistols that were, you know, 45s and stuff, but the rifle would have been a different color.
But we talked about to simplify it.
I don't remember. And I don't think I took a
look. We've thought about just making it the same just for these.
Versus the, because we talked about the heavy, I remember, because there's heavy pistols and heavy.
Mm-hmm. I'm good either way.
Because I may be mixing that up, and that's why I'm thinking they were different ones, that we had the heavies too.
Yeah, kind of like to change the ammo from heavy to regular heavy.
But you wouldn't normally put
most
pistol rounds into a...
Well, the grain load alone for your gunpowder would be different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say they would be different.
Just clarifying before, Audrey would make the faux pas. What do you mean that's not going fine?
Yeah, they're all, because kind of the bullet light rule, well, revolver is 0.2 ounce, and then a light rifle is a 1 ounce. So they're very different.
Yeah.
Cartridge size, 85 grain versus 45 or 450.
Yeah, the grains would be huge difference.
Yeah.
Pistol is more.
So actually, I think we'll just pause here because it's 9 o'clock.
Right.
Okay. That works.
We'll kick off next session real quick. Alrighty, so let's see. Did we learn something new and important about the world?
We're not alone.
Other than my sister's alive.
We learned some stuff, I think.
Did we overcome a notable monster or anything?
Not this time. We're about to.
Yeah.
Did we lose notable treasure?
No. We've seen the equivalent of that memorable treasure.
Any particular good lowlights or highlights?
I got a shot again.
Is that a low light or a high light?
A little of both.
Yeah. Plan the next session.
Eight more. Fighting this creature.
Yeah. Bandits were in his memories.
No.
The magic used that flashbang go. But Audrey was underneath it also.
Any long-term goals?
On a map. Head down a door to go find my assistant.
Night, no map and door.
We need to find. Who's got big libraries?
In the church?
Maybe. They won't be super happy with me.
the church would certainly have a massive collection, but some of the bigger cities too, like the capital and like Phantom Bank would probably have a library, whether it's big enough or not to have a door is another question.
It's like the Catholic, they have their own library. No one used to go in.
Yeah, I was going to say, would it be a public library or more of a club where you've got to buy your...
Yeah.
That would be, yeah, I said going to actually go into the church's territory. Yeah, you'd pretty much be like having to sign up to go there, or
the Vatican, like when like no one can go in.
Yeah, oh, or yeah. You would have to
with special permission only.
Yeah, or you would have to have like an escort by like a bell rider or clergy.
You just disappeared then one place I'd go look in the library.
And the early libraries weren't public.
Mm-hmm.
It was a group of people that said, you know what, we need a library, and they'd each chip in. It wasn't tax dollar.
One of the greatest things, man, is the public.
Yeah.
So much knowledge.
That's it. Many hours.
Good one. Stacks.
Yeah, both for learning and for fun.
Yep. And then I'm eyeballing a couple of Western systems that actually have progression and a little more to them as far as characters stuff too. So that may be something we'll potentially transition to next year. So we don't have too many sessions left for this year.
Well,
so if we want to keep playing Western, then we can look into.
And what did you want to do for the remainder of the year again?
So.
Wouldn't it be like two more sessions for November?
Yeah, two more. So 16 and 23rd will meet. And then.
Is it really? Saturday's the
20th? Yeah, 16 then, and 23.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so. So no session on the 30th.
That's Thanksgiving
weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Thanksgiving weekend. And then we'll do 7th. Okay, that did go to December. Yeah, 14 and 21, so four sessions left
for the year.
And then taking a break, like the...
Sorry, I misunderstood because you said nothing on the 30th, but then in December, which ones are we doing?
Oh, in December, we'll do 7, 14, and 21, assuming that works for everyone and weather is cooperating. And then, yeah, no session. And then the next one will be January 11th, and then we'll start back up for the new year.
So kind of end the month when he's not going to do the end of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have a 2-week break for Christmas, New Year's, and then.
Well, I'll see it. I don't know yet. I'm not saying I'm going to have this done, but I'll see if I'll have a prototype version of the system messenger that you could do it.
Yeah. Around the New Year time.
Kind of. I'm going to play test at some point.
Yeah. Yep, and then also, like, even if someone just wants to, like, do a session where, like, hey, let's just build characters in this system, I'm totally fine doing that stuff, too. So you don't have to, like, do any, like, plan anything extra. Like, oh, let's just build characters in this system and maybe run through a little bit of combat or some sort of, like, mystery search just to see what it feels like.
Yeah.
And then, I guess whenever we feel like we want to transition from Western to something else. Now Nick's got
Lancer
coming up next year. I did message Andrew and Vanessa. They haven't replied. So I asked them if they're still interested in doing the weekly thing, and then what's their ETA on coming back. So I told them, hey, I'm going to start looking for players, which I think they're out of town or something. So I don't think Andrew's
even seen Andrew on Orbit S
on Discord. So
it might be.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they're on vacation somewhere. But that would be my goal at the panel. Well, I guess, yeah, depending on what they say, my goal for next year will probably find that to get another 1 to 3 players to the table. And then get up to 6.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.